Blog Talk Radio.
The mood is right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Feelings here that only comes this time of year.
Matthew and my co-host William Willie Boy Ramo. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Doing good, man. You just heard the other Mac, Paulie Mac, Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time. And yep, so the world didn't end, so we get to celebrate Christmas. Christmas. Yeah, as everyone thought, the world's gonna end on yesterday on Friday, but
yep.
It didn't end. We're still alive, we're still here. Nothing happened as the Mayans predicted it would. So we're still here to celebrate Christmas, which is on Tuesday.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to just staying home, relaxing, not having to go to work. Laying in bed, playing video games, watching Christmas movies and TV specials, eating some turkey and eggnog. You know, I'm looking forward to it.
Whooping the Lakers behind.
Oh, do we play? Again. The Knicks play that day, right?
Yep.
Oh, yes. Yes. What time? Is it an afternoon game or is that
an evening? 3 p.m.
Nice.
They're gonna get a butt whooping again.
Yeah. But we're gonna play at LA though. So it's gonna be that might be a tougher game than when we played them in the Garden.
You know what's messed up? The bandwagon fans are not even gonna care in LA.
That's true. That's true. Oh well. I'm looking forward to that.
By the time they show up to the game it's gonna be third quarter.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And opening up Christmas presents. Hopefully this year, I guess. What do you expect to get this year? Like, what's one gift you expect to get? Yeah. Is there a specific gift that you're looking forward to getting this year?
Yeah, the WWE 13.
Oh, yeah, you've been telling me about that. You want to get that WWE 13 video game for Xbox 360 or for PS3?
360.
You don't have PS3, right?
No, I don't have PS3.
Yeah, for Xbox 360. Yeah, that's a good game. I tell you, my younger brother has that, and he loves it.
Yeah, you get to relive the Attitude Era.
Mm-hmm. That's a great game. I hope you do get that.
Thank you.
As for me...
I think I've been good enough this year.
Yeah, I think you've been nice. You haven't been naughty, so...
Yeah.
I think Santa will bring that for you.
Yeah, I don't think I'll get cold this year.
I think you'll be good.
Cole. I just feel if you looking at your Christmas tree and you saw Michael Cole.
I'll throw a tantrum like a little kid. I better not get that. I want, for Christmas, I'm looking forward to, there isn't really a specific gift that I'm looking forward to this Christmas. I mean, I'm hoping I could maybe get the Call of Duty game, that Call of Duty Black Ops, is it? A new one that was released last month.
Yeah.
Maybe I could get, maybe I get that, or maybe I get a movie or a book, But there's nothing specifically that I want, but, anything that I get, I'll like it.
Yeah, there's not, like, anything that you like, really want to get. It's not like Halo 4.
Yeah, I mean, I got Halo 4 already, so. And that I'm still playing. Hopefully I get to pass that before this year ends, so. But we'll see what happens, I'll let you guys know next week what I get. Or 2 weeks from now, since I don't plan on being on air next week, so.
Maybe that's what the Mayans lied. They wanted to make you think it was the end when you beat it.
Yeah. Goddamn Mayans. Predicted the world and then it didn't end. What a disappointment. I was looking forward to the world ending. I was making plans. I was gonna freaking as soon as the world was gonna end, I was gonna go back home. I was at work, I was trying to go back home, but nothing happened. Major disappointment, man.
Did they even set a time? What?
I don't know. So I guess we have to wait until next year now.
Yeah, when somebody else predicts it.
They're going to come up with another excuse. It was off. Actually, the Mayans, what they really meant is that it would end in 2013.
Exactly. When Y2J returned.
Yeah.
The WWE.
So... whatever. We'll see what happens. Looking forward to Christmas, and like I said, I'm looking forward to Christmas movies. One of my favorite all-time Christmas movies I'm looking to watch is The Christmas Story.
Yeah, that's a good
one. Every Christmas they give that, with the little kid, the glasses, all he wants for Christmas is a BB gun. And by the end of the movie, he ends up getting a BB gun and shooting his eye out. Or injuring his eye. So.
Yeah.
What about you? What favorite Christmas movie are you looking to see?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Christmas Carol again. Not Christmas Carol. The one you were talking about.
Christmas Story?
Christmas Story, I mean.
I like that. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, I was about to. You stole the words right out of my mouth.
I like Christmas. They have many variations of the Christmas Carol. The one with Bill Murray was very funny.
Is that Groundhog Day?
No, not Groundhog. No, the it was called the Christmas Carol.
Scrooge, right? Yeah, I never seen that one.
That's a funny movie. You have Netflix, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Have you been watching it?
What you saying?
Have you been watching any movies on it on Netflix?
I know you said you had a trial. Yeah, I haven't seen Drive yet.
Well, what's been going on? What you been doing?
I've been watching, you know, some Spider-Man episodes.
I mean, that's a good movie, and come on, man.
Yeah, I haven't seen Drive yet, but I will see it this week.
Oh, you better hurry up before that trial ends, shit. But, Scrooge, actually, on Scrooge, I think you have to rent that. I don't think it's available to watch to view. You might have to, like, rent the DVD version, which costs more. Which, yeah, because they have two separate options on Netflix. They have online viewing and one to send your DVD by mail. And I think that Scrooge is only available for DVD by mail. So, but you can probably go on Hulu or YouTube, find it, and watch it. So. But that's one of the good Christmas movies to watch. And there's some other ones. There's this YouTube video that I found online. It's a fan selected the most popular Christmas films of all time, and it's a top 10 list. And this guy is, he basically talks about the movies and counts them down from 10 to 1. So let me play that for you guys. And, Will, you can tell me if you agree or disagree with any of these top 10 movies on the list. All right, here it goes.
It's time to open your presents because we're about to count down the 10 most popular Christmas films of all time. This is Movie Night. Merry Christmas and welcome to Movie Night on its brand new time slot of Fridays. I'm your host, Jonathan Paula. Last week I asked you to vote for your favorite Christmas movies, and over 2,000 of you voted in the poll. But it's worth understanding exactly who you are. The demographic breakdown for Movie Night is as follows. 80% of you are male, and over 50% of you are under the age of 25. So with that information in mind, I present to you the top 10 most popular Christmas films of all time, as voted on and reviewed by the Movie Night audience. Starting with number 10, A Christmas Carol, originally written as a novel by Charles Dickens in 1843. This classic tale shares the story of Ebenezer Scrooge, a cynical and embittered old man who is visited by the three ghosts of Christmas, past, present, and future, to help him examine the errors of his ways. A Christmas Carol has been adapted into hundreds of films, plays, and television specials, but perhaps the most popular version is the 1992 adaptation, The Muppet Christmas Carol. Here's Jaden Campbell 3's review. Surprisingly accurate to the original story, but Muppet combines the original story with corny musical numbers, jokes that break the fourth wall, and Michael Caine in possibly the greatest interpretation of Scrooge ever. This film is greater than the sum of its parts, so bad it's good, and a Christmas tradition in the hearts and minds of many. 9 out of 10. And now let's look at number 9, The Polar Express. This motion capture animated film by director Robert Zemeckis was a big hit when it was released during the holiday season in 2004. It's about a young boy's dream journey to the North Pole on Christmas Eve, onboard a magical train conducted by Tom Hanks. Boston Sweetie 23 writes, Polar Express is a Christmas feast for the eyes and offers a heartwarming story of a young boy who's searching for the true spirit of Christmas. While the movie is beautiful to look at, it fails with a slow plot filled with silly obstacles and secondary characters who add nothing to the story. Still a great family movie that will surely get you into the spirit of Christmas. In the number 8 spot is The Santa Claus, starring Tim Allen in the title role. This 1994 live-action comedy not only spawned two sequels, it also effectively launched Tim Allen's film career. In the movie, Allen's character accidentally kills Santa on Christmas night and subtly finds himself responsible for resuming his duties. Here's Narf Gamer's review. Probably one of my favorite movies. Most of Tim Allen's older work was very good, and this movie was definitely that. The sequels didn't really live up to the original, but they weren't that bad. 9 out of 10. How the Grinch Stole Christmas is the 7th film on our list, starring Jim Carrey as the Grinch, in the 2000 live-action adaptation of the classic Dr. Seuss children's book. It's about a green goblin that attempts to rob the village of Whoville during Christmas. Inside Universal writes, a fantastic movie that definitely relived the storybook fantasy of Dr. Seuss. There were many chances to shift away from the original book, but Jim Carrey and Ron Howard carried the movie beautifully and with taste. grossly underrated by the critics, in my opinion, 8 out of 10. The sixth most popular Christmas film is 1983's A Christmas Story, a holiday classic usually seen during 24-hour marathons on basic cable. It's a lighthearted and nostalgic look on a 9-year-old's quest to get a toy air rifle for Christmas. It also coined the iconic phrase, "You'll shoot your eye out." Possum Cuber writes, "A classic movie that relates to almost everyone, especially growing up as the only child to an overprotective mother, I know how it feels to have something, or in my case, everything, being too dangerous. I could watch this movie over and over, 10 out of 10. At number 5 is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, the third of 5 vacation movies starring the dysfunctional Griswold family. Chevy Chase stars in perhaps his most famous role as a father whose family Christmas celebration quickly turns into a massive nightmare. Here's the Large Fry's review. Without a doubt, one of the best. The movie shows how crazy the holiday can be and how the holiday can make you crazy as well. If it wasn't for this movie, we would never have known how to break the sound barrier while sledding. 10 out of 10. Fourth on our list is the curiously Christmas-themed 1988 action classic, Die Hard. A yearly tradition in my household, Bruce Willis stars as rogue New York police detective John McClane, who finds himself stuck inside a Los Angeles skyscraper right after German terrorists take it hostage and try to rob it. Perhaps anticipating your concerns that this isn't actually a holiday film, La Vienne writes, "This has to be the greatest Christmas movie ever. Don't even argue. It takes place on Christmas and has great messages like love your family, be thankful for what you have, the naughty get punished, and the good get rewarded. Best Christmas movie ever. I'm watching Die Hards 1 and 2 on Christmas. 10 out of 10. In the third spot is the 2003 Will Ferrell comedy Elf, directed by Jon Favreau. In it, Ferrell plays Buddy, a regular boy who is accidentally raised at the North Pole as an elf. When he realizes he's not like the other elves around him, Buddy visits New York City to try to find his biological father. Pumpkin Wife has this review. Will Ferrell has made a career of playing an obnoxious brat in a grown man's body, so it is an amazingly delightful surprise to find that the child inhabiting this 6-foot-tall elf to be a charming, wide-eyed, innocent kid who is welcomed back into the family by his dad's wife and son. But it is the relationship between father and elf that allows us again to see the true spirit of Christmas. 10 out of 10. The runner-up on our list is the John Hughes classic from 1990, Home Alone. Not only did this slapstick family comedy single-handedly launch the career of its childhood star Macaulay Culkin, it also holds the distinction of being the highest-grossing Christmas film of all time, with over $475 million in box office revenue worldwide. Culkin plays Kevin McAllister, an 8-year-old boy frustrated with his family, who wishes he didn't have one. When he wakes up on Christmas morning the next day, he discovers he's been accidentally left home alone after his entire family flies to Paris on vacation and forgets about him. Matters are then complicated when two bumbling burglars attempt to rob the large house that Kevin is home alone in. Nostalgia Trip 1 writes, "One of the best Christmas movies and one of John Hughes' best movies. The reason is because it's a modernization of It's a Wonderful Life. But it applies to both the main character and the supporting cast, where both sides wish that the main character never existed. But when they are apart, they realize they really do love each other, and they want to be together for Christmas. Plus, watching two adult idiots get outsmarted by a kid is always fun." And now, the number one most popular Christmas film of all time, as voted on by the movie night audience. The Nightmare Before Christmas. This 1993 stop-motion fantasy film by director Tim Burton is about Jack Skellington, the Pumpkin King of the dream world of Halloween Town. But Jack grows tired of scaring humans every October 31st. And when he discovers a secret portal to Christmas Town, that's when things start to get interesting. CBK911 writes, "An amazing movie with its creative animation, entertaining songs, and very relatable characters. This movie takes a very different idea towards Christmas, resulting in a very memorable film, 10 out of 10. Mackie Flan adds, "An amazing film intertwining the frightful scenes of Halloween with the joyful love of Christmas. You could watch it 3 times in a row and still be entertained. Perfect for the holidays and for the family, 10 out of 10. Well, there you have it, the top 10 most popular Christmas films of all time. Notably absent from this list, I noticed, and just 9 votes shy of the number 10 spot, was It's a Wonderful Life. While this movie was released over 70 years ago, I strongly encourage you to check out this Jimmy Stewart classic. Of course, also check out the other top 10, all fantastic movies. But that does it for tonight's special Christmas episode of Movie Night. Now let's take a look at some of Hollywood's latest releases with some tweet critique.
All right, so there you go. So the audio on our end was breaking up a little bit, but here's a, let me recap from 10 to number 1. Number 10 was A Christmas Carol. Number 9 was Polar Express, which I've never seen. Number 8 was The Santa Claus, featuring Tim Allen. Number 7 was How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Number 6 was A Christmas Story. Number 5 was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Number 4 was Die Hard. Number 3 was Elf. Number 2 was Home Alone. And the number 1 movie Stan selected was Nightmare Before Christmas. So, Will, what do you think? What movie, do you agree with that list, or do you think there's a movie or movies that should be excluded,
well,
or removed from that list?
Yeah, I mean, I think It's a Wonderful Life should be.
Yeah, definitely. It's a Wonderful Life should be in the top 5 or top
again,
3 even.
He did point out that it just got beat out. So for him not to give an honorable mention, that would have been like, what the heck?
How the hell you put Die Hard on? That's not... Don't people die in a movie?
I mean, that's
put that in a Christmas movie, man.
I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas is a good movie, too. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't really see it as a Christmas... I see it more like a Halloween
Nightmare
movie.
Before, that's a good movie. That's a good
it's
movie.
A good, yeah, it's a good movie, but I mean, I know it's Christmas, but, you know, it's the majority of the movie is Halloween. I mean, they live in Halloween Town.
No, well, it happens after Halloween, though. It happens after Halloween. Like, they just live in a Halloween Town, but it doesn't happen during Halloween. But I would leave that. I think that's one of the top 10 movies. I would put it in front of Die Hard. Die Hard is like a cliffhanger movie. I mean, come on. You don't agree with me? Hello? Will?
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And also Scrooge, that should be in the top 10. And what else? Miracle on 34th Street, that should be another movie. Elf, I don't know. I haven't seen Elf yet with Will Ferrell. But, I mean, I guess it could be in the top 10, but I would have to see it to judge for myself whether it belongs in that list.
Some of these movies I'd have to see myself to see if it's worth it being top 10.
Polar Express, I don't know. I've never seen that one, but...
Me either. That's one movie I don't know. I mean, I know it is a Christmas movie with Tom Hanks and stuff, but I don't
know. But, hey, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but hey, whatever. I still think the greatest Christmas movie is A Christmas Story. Every year they give that on TNT or TBS. Love watching it. One of the best.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah. And as far as TV shows, is there a memorable TV Christmas episode you remember that sticks in your head?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a Saved by the Bell, the one.
I love that one.
The homeless girl. There was that.
I love that. That's one of my favorite ones when the homeless girl and her dad, they're living outside of the mall, aren't they?
Right, right. They were living in their car, but they just, you know, the father just goes there to, you know, shave his face, clean himself
mm-hmm.
up at them.
Yo, I gotta watch that. I definitely have to watch that on Christmas, man.
Yeah, I saw that episode like a few weeks ago.
Shit, you gotta watch it again.
Yeah, definitely.
And
I don't know if you remember this Family Matter episode when they were trapped in the subway.
No, I remember, yes.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, that just popped in my mind. I'm trying to think of another.
I gotta watch that also. Damn, there's so many.
Yeah, back in the day, there was a lot of memorable Christmas episodes.
What about that Married with Children episode when, was it Santa Claus who fell off the roof?
Oh, yes, right.
And Al had to replace him?
Yeah. That's pretty much the premise of, the Tim Allen Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Top 10 list.
Mm-hmm. Man. Yeah, there's some good ones out there. What about favorite Christmas toys? What's your favorite Christmas toys that you ever got on Christmas?
I'd say my PS1.
PS1?
Yeah.
I think my favorite Christmas toy was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles handheld game.
From Tiger?
Tiger, yeah, because it was one of my first games that I had ever played, and I still remember that, man. Shit, you know, I won Nintendo at the time, but my dad, you know, he couldn't buy it for me because he couldn't afford it.
Yeah, and I know the feeling.
He's cheap. But but I settled on the Ninja Turtle Tiger handheld game, and one of the best handheld game I've ever had.
Yeah, probably around that time, that's when I got a... I didn't have any system. I wanted, like, Nintendo, Super Nintendo back in those days. But,
mm-hmm, yep.
My first, like, games thing was X-Men. I think it was... I think I had both Batman and X-Men, I think, one year after the other. I can't remember which one I got first.
Yep.
But the only problem with it is that once you buy that one game, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a Game Boy where you could just switch.
Exactly. But, you know, those handheld games, they're like, you know, if you didn't have, you know, like my parents, they weren't rich or anything. So, I mean, I could understand now why they couldn't buy it for me. But
exactly.
A handheld game, it was good to play with. I mean, it was a portable device that I could bring with me to school and carry it around with me if I was bored and play it. And I don't know how it broke. I'm guessing maybe water came in it. That's how most of my handheld games became defective. Either water would break in it, or I would drop it, and then it would be non-functional after that.
Yeah.
But I'll cherish that. I cherish those handheld games, man. Do they still make those?
To be honest with you, I don't even know.
Because I used to see them in the stores a lot back in the day.
Yeah, me too. Those electronic stores.
They're like the shit back then, man.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't get a system. You had to get a Tiger handheld game.
Exactly.
Man.
Sometimes they even have, like, the imitation one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, like, I don't know, like, 10 in a pack or something inside
mm-hmm.
of one.
Yep, has, exactly.
Like, maybe card games and a racing game or something like that.
Man. Jeez. I think you might be able to find. You could still buy some of them online.
Probably.
You'll probably find some of those old Tiger electronic games, and those things were the shit back then.
Right. It never even crossed my mind. You might be right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to, you know, getting something good on Christmas, and whatever it is, I'll be happy. It's the thought that counts, not the actual. The quality of the gift, you know?
Exactly.
So, gotta wrap the show here. Will, any last thoughts?
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas. And check out my show tomorrow, 6 p.m., only on Blog Talk Radio.
And so, check out Will's show tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern. And I'll see you guys in 2 weeks here after the new year. And Merry Christmas. Try not to get too drunk on that eggnog. And hopefully you guys get a lot of presents. And see you in 2 weeks. Merry Christmas. Peace.
Was
my way back.